News, I'm Ben Thomas. Canada's Liberal Party celebrating its election victory, Prime Minister Mark Carney.
I began with humility, but Canadians are ambitious. And now, more than ever, it is a time for ambition. It is a time to be bold, to meet this crisis with overwhelming positive force of a united Canada.
That crisis, President Trump's annexation threats and trade war. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent marked this Trump administration's first 100 days hailing the president's tariff policies.
President Trump creates what I would call strategic uncertainty in the negotiations. So he is more concerned about getting the best possible trade deals for the American people.
Stocks again closed higher. Ukraine says Russia again struck civilian areas in its latest overnight attacks, killing a 12-year-old girl in the Dnipropetrovsk region. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports Washington's ramping up pressure on Moscow and Kyiv to move fast to end their war.
After days of President Trump increasingly airing frustration over the slow pace, spokeswoman Tammy Bruce quoted Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
We are now at a time where concrete proposals need to be delivered by the two parties on how to end this conflict.
And if there's no progress,
we will step back as mediators.
That comes as Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky dismisses Russian President Vladimir Putin declaring a unilateral 72-hour ceasefire next week as an attempt to deceive the U.S. instead.
Reach a full and unconditional ceasefire as soon as possible for at least 30 days.
Russia's top diplomat calls that a 180-degree shift. Moscow's accusing Kyiv of manipulation by not directly responding to Putin's ceasefire. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. The power's back on in Spain and Portugal, but Charles de Ledesma reports the cause of yesterday's outage remains a mystery as the effects shake out.
At Atocha station in Madrid, hundreds of people stood near screens waiting for updates. Many had spent the night at the station wrapped in blankets provided by the Red Cross. Similar scenes played out at Barcelona's science station. Jaime Toledo, a 39-year-old lawyer from Brazil, says he and his partner just couldn't continue with their trip.
We did everything walking. All the stores were closed, and we had to stay at the hotel waiting for the electricity to come back the whole day.
Many questions remain about what caused one of Europe's most severe blackouts that grounded flights, paralyzed metro systems, disrupted mobile communications, and shut down ATMs across the Iberian Peninsula. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.